This is the State of Things. I'm Frank Stacio. Bette Smith sang in her church choir, and for a while, church music was all she knew. She wasn't allowed to listen to secular music, but in the neighborhood where she grew up in Brooklyn, it was impossible to keep those sounds out forever. And though she grew up to love popular soul and R&B, she spent years telling herself that singing professionally just was not an option. Well, she finally changed her mind, and we're so happy because that means she's bringing her music to North Carolina as she continues her international tour for her debut album, Jetlagger. Bette Smith joins me in the studio now. Welcome to State of Things.
Hi, how are you doing, Frank?
I am doing great. You brought Ben Palmer with you on guitar and vocals. Hello, Ben.
Hi, Frank. How are you?
All the better for seeing both of you.
It's good to be here.
Tell us about this, Bette. Growing up in Brooklyn, secular music, no?
No. I grew up in a deeply religious family. And they just said a big no. They frowned upon music.
But now, secular music, because there was church music.
Yes.
You were singing in the choir.
I was.
Did
my
you
dad's
love it?
A choir.
Did you love music?
I do. I always loved music. I got the bug when I was 5 years old.
Yeah.
My dad asked me to come up on stage and sing with his choir for Mother's Day, and I just fell in love with music, and I've been in love with it. It's been a love affair ever since.
Now, what about when you came in contact? I mean, I'm guessing if you grew up in Brooklyn,
mm-hmm.
I mean, any city, right?
Mm-hmm.
There's music all around.
Absolutely.
So what did you do? Did you feel like you had to avert your ears, or how did you suddenly, or not suddenly, but how did you come to love
music?
Well,
I remember there was a block party in Brooklyn. Brooklyn's full of block parties, especially in the summertime. They close the streets down, and they put on the fire hydrant, our closest thing to a lake. And we just run around in our bikinis with our corn braids and eat watermelon and have a good old time. And they would have gospel and soul and funk bands from down south come up, and I got totally affected by that.
Yeah. Did you? So do you have to break the news to your parents? I mean, what do you do when you say I love this stuff? Did you have to listen secretly, or
more so? My oldest brother Junior used to sneak me out to 125th Street in Harlem, and we'd go to the Apollo. He'd take me out. He's my hero, and he would expose me to the music. My mother's a little more lenient with him. He was her favorite, but we just didn't talk about it. It was just frowned upon.
See, that's not bad as siblings go. If you can acknowledge somebody else as the favorite, but you get in good with him, well, then you're doing pretty well yourself, right?
Mm-hmm.
Nice stuff.
Yes.
Can I get you to play a song for us?
I'd love to, Frank. I'd like to start with a song written by Jimbo Mathis of Snow Squirrel Nut Zippers called Shackle and Chains.
Sometimes I wonder, how can I get free from these shackles of love, chains of devotion? That's what's troubling me. Shackles and chains, shackles and chains of love. I don't wanna be tied down, someone who can't understand me. Shackles and chains of love, that's what keeps holding me. Now you can take all my loving and throw it in the deep blue sea, but it's these shackles of love, chains of devotion, that's what's troubling me. Shackles and chains of love. Oh, shackles and chains. I don't wanna be tied down, someone who can't understand me. Shackles and chains of love, that's what keeps holding me. Thank you.
chains of devotion. That's what's a trouble in me. Shackles and chains of love. Shackles and chains. I don't wanna be tied down. Someone who don't understand me. Shackles and chains. That's what keeps holding me. Shackles and chains of love. Oh, shackles and chains. I said these shackles and chains of love. Shackles and chains.
Shackles and Chains, Betty Smith from her debut album called Jetlagger. Betty, if that is the devil's music, God doesn't know what he's missing.
Amen.
I want to say. great stuff. She's going to be performing tomorrow night at the Bullpen in downtown Durham and in Asheville on Monday at the Block Off Biltmore in Aberdeen and in Aberdeen, North Carolina on Wednesday at the Rooster's Wife. I put all that together, but it's actually separated beautifully for you so that you'll understand what I just said at our website, stateofthings.org.
Thank you.
Great song. You know, you talked about your brother, Junior, and I know he's close to you and you lost him.
Yeah.
Tell us about that relationship, because I think he was somebody who really would help you along, and you made a promise to him, right?
Yeah. Little while before he died, I went to visit him and went to see him in the hospital, and he knew that I had this buried dream deep inside my heart. And I didn't know how to find my way down that path because I had a lot of guilt and shame attached to it because my parents raised me not to really go down that path. So he told me right before he died, he said, I really want you to sing. Bill Withers has a nice song called Ain't No Sunshine when She's Gone. And he said, don't give up your dream. Sing your song, you know. And so I just, you know, I nodded my head and then next thing I heard, he had passed, but it stuck with me. And then I went in the direction of my dream, down the path of my dream. I would get an invitation to sing at a wedding or a bar mitzvah or a street fair. And then I was singing at a street fair about a year ago, and a friend of Jimbo Mathis, they saw me singing, and they called Jimbo and told him to come up and. He came up and we had a coffee, and then I ended up in Dialback Studio and down in Mississippi, and we did a six-song demo, and we took it down to Fat Possum, and Bruce Watson signed me on the spot.
Wow. Did that surprise you to get, I mean, again, you'd been kind of repressing this dream.
Yes. As a matter of fact, I was excited and surprised.
Would you do another song for us?
I would love to, Frank. This song is written by myself and a young gentleman named by the name of Danny Lerner. It's called Jet Lagger.
Actually, I think what we're going to do, maybe what we're going to do here, because we wanted to play one off the album
right.
So we can hear some of the production technique and the production values on the album. Mm-hmm. So why don't we go ahead and right now, we're going to play a clip called I Will Feed You, which is from your album Jetlagger. And this is actually from the album rather than live, and then we'll come back. So this is I Will Feed You from your album Jetlagger.
Wow. free. My friends say to me, but it's a dark victory. Let them through.
I Will Feed You. Soul artist Bette Smith is here. Her debut album, Jetlagger. She's performing tomorrow night at the Bullpen in downtown Durham. She'll be in Asheville on Monday at the Block off Biltmore and in Aberdeen, North Carolina, Wednesday at the Rooster's Wife. Another great song. And you talked about the fact that you know somebody who is, of course, familiar to us here in the Triangle area and in North Carolina, Jimbo Mathis.
Yes.
How did you get to know him?
Well, he was a friend of a friend of a guy by the name of Kenny Noel.
There you go.
Who lives in New York, but is a native Mississippian, I guess that's how you say it.
That'd be fine.
And
they're not here, so you can say whatever you want.
he spotted me doing the Fifth Avenue Fair in Brooklyn, which is an annual fair that we have up north. And he emailed Jimbo and told him that he should come up and meet me. And that's what Jimbo did. And lucky me, he took me down south and we went down to the deep south Mississippi at Dialbach Studios in Water Valley, Mississippi. And we recorded 6 tracks. And Jimbo, in turn, presented it to Bruce Watson from Fat Possum, Big Legal Mess Records, and they signed me on the spot.
That's great stuff. It's great stuff.
Magic and miracles in my life.
And you're liking the performing life as well.
I'm loving it.
This is the dream come true.
This is a dream come true.
Yeah.
Absolutely. This is a Cinderella story for me.
It's great stuff. Well, I want to leave you time to play us out. We've only got time for one more song. So
Sounds good.
It's your pick, but I got to let everybody know what we're doing here and who you are. And I want to thank Bette Smith, who's on lead vocals, Ben Palmer on guitar and vocals. Bette's debut album is Jetlagger. You can catch her tomorrow night at the Bullpen in downtown Durham. Going to be in Asheville on Monday at the Block off Biltmore. And then she's going to be in Aberdeen, North Carolina on Wednesday at the Rooster's Wife. And of course, you can find out all of this stuff and everything we've talked about at our website, stateofthings.org. Our program is produced by Anita Rao, Laura Pelliser, Dana Terry, and Amanda Magnus. Robin Copley is our technical director. Al Wadarski helped out today. North Carolina Public Radio is a broadcast service of the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill. I'm Frank Stacio. Once again, Bette Smith.
Okay, this is Jetlagger.
Jetlagger, yeah, yeah. And I know it just ain't me, oh no, oh, oh. I'm a jetlagger, yeah, yeah. And it's 3:15, oh no. On a plane to Madrid, I bump into a guy. He said, come sit next to me now, shorty, don't be shy. We sip champagne deep into the night. I found out he loves Cava, mister, that's about right. Why can't I get my, yeah. And I know it just ain't me, won't know. I'm a jetlagger, yeah, yeah. And it's 3:15. I'm jetlagger, yeah, yeah. And I know it just ain't me, won't know. I'm a jetlagger, yeah, yeah. And it's 3:15, oh, yeah. Jetlagger.
a jet lagger. Keep moving, yeah. A jet lagger. I keep running, moving, grooving, yeah, yeah. A jet lagger.
There it is, Jet Lagger. That is the title from her latest CD record, Jet Lagger. Do you even make CDs anymore?
Yes, we do. We okay. have some CDs.
Okay, good.
On sale at my shows.
There you go. Jet Lagger is the name of the record, and that is the title from her latest album. By the way, you can catch her tomorrow night at the Bullpen in downtown Durham. She's going to be in Asheville Monday at the Block Off Biltmore, and then she'll be in Aberdeen on Wednesday at the Rooster's Wife. All of that you can find at our website, stateofthings.org. And coming up on Monday, of course, we're going to meet Maya Deary, who is just one of those kids who couldn't sit still. But I will tell you, she made up for it. She came up with her own curriculum. And when she did, it had a lot to do with moving around and being outside. That's Monday on the State of Things. I'm Frank Stachow.